have here to come to this service today. Thank you, Father. I call them blessed. I call them blessed. I call them victorious in every area of their life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Father, for those that view. And I call them blessed as well. Thank you, dear Lord. Father, I pray that their ears will be open to hear your word today. I pray that their hearts will be open to receive your word today, because your word is living. Your word is everlasting. Your word is powerful. Hallelujah. Your word will carry us through anything. And we thank you for that, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Your word will never fail. Glory to your name. So I pray that they will receive this living word into their hearts, into their spirits, and that it will be a part of their lives, functioning in them every day, every day. Thank you, Father, for your call and anointing upon me to minister your word. Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen for me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Excuse me. Now, let me just give you a real quick rundown of where we've been. We know that all things work together for our good, even if they don't look good. Amen. Even if they were sent by Satan himself, God will take that and turn it around for our good. We'll get the victory. We'll still be victorious. Amen. Praise God. And we also talked about, just because you have a setback does not mean denial, which simply means you don't give up. You know, you keep on forging ahead.
Amen.
Amen. You keep on standing. And also we talked about not losing your joy. Not losing your joy. God's people are supposed to be joyous people. And not everything is comfortable. Amen. Not everything is comfortable. Not everything that come down the pipe is what we would prefer. But we are told not to lose our joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. When it seems like everything else is falling apart around us, the joy of the Lord will be our strength. I don't care what it is, you can bless the Lord. You can praise his name. I grew up in the Baptist church, and one of the songs that the old saints used to sing, one of the hymns that they used to sing, and I, as a child, I never forgot this. And some of you know this song. But they would sing, if I can't say a word, if I can't say a word. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, say, if I can't say a word, I'll raise my hand. Because whatever my situation, whatever my circumstances are, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to magnify the Lord. Y'all still here with me? Amen. Amen. So you don't want to lose your joy. Don't let the devil take your joy. Hallelujah. Don't let him steal your joy. Praise God. Because that's your strength. That's what's going to see you through. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to be determined that he can't whip you. Amen. We got to know that Jesus is the strength of our life. Amen. Which means that we can do all things through him, right?
Amen.
Amen. We can do all things through him. And that was number four. Number five is, continue to seek him for direction, even in difficult times, even in times when you're not quite sure about some things. Continue to seek God for direction. I want to tell you something. God will speak to you. Who, me? Yes, you. Yes, you. Point at yourself and say, God will speak to me. Come, point at yourself. Say it out loud. You join in out there. Amen. Point at yourself again and say, God wants to speak to me.
God wants to speak to me.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. There is nothing like getting a rhema word when you're going through a difficult time and you have seemingly no answers, but then you hear that. Sometime it comes in the form of a still small voice. Amen. When God speaks to us, he doesn't always send a marching band down our street. You hear me? Amen. It's not always loud. Most of the time it's not. It's just a still, small voice. But sometimes in order to hear that voice, we got to get still. You hear me? Sometimes in order to hear that voice, we got to get still. Praise God, praise God. But we can seek him for direction. Now, I'm just reviewing a little bit here. Amen. And I told you also, I told you this last week, be willing to seek wise counsel. But you want to be wise in seeking wise counsel. Amen. Not everybody means well. Not everybody know what they're talking about. Hallelujah. Sometimes folks want titles, but they don't have the goods that accompany the titles or that's supposed to. Just because I bark like a dog don't make me a dog. But you want to seek out wise counsel. And then today, this is important. Now, in times of setbacks, in times of difficulty, one of the things we want to do is, you ready for this one? I think I let you in on it last week. But we want to examine ourselves. Amen. We want to examine ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
In Proverbs chapter 4, turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26. Proverbs 4:26. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26, it says, beginning at verse 26, ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be what? Established. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to, this is verse 27. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Hallelujah. Did you grab that? Let me read 26 again. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. We have to take time out to take a look at ourselves. And how do we take a look at ourselves? Through the Word of God. Amen. Now, let me caution you about something. You have to understand that the devil, are you listening to me? The devil wants to condemn you. The devil wants to make you feel like you're no good. God can't use you. God don't love you, and nobody else loves you or needs you. The devil wants you to feel like you just don't have the goods, what it takes. That's called condemnation. Sometimes he reminds you of your past failures, your past mistakes, your past sins that you have confessed before God. All right? You've repented of them. You've confessed them before God. It's under the blood of Jesus, but yet he tried to bring it up again and use it to condemn you. That's not what I'm talking about when I say examine yourself. Listen, always remember, when you confess your sins before the Lord, they are separated from you as far as the east is from the west. You hear me? Glory to God. I'm so glad that I don't have to carry the load, that burden of all the things I've done throughout my lifetime. Glory to God. I'm talking about the things that were wrong, that were sinful. It's under the blood. You hear me? It's under the blood of the Lord Jesus. I have been set free. Praise God, I have been set free. And who the Son set free is?
Free.
Say it again. Who the Son sets free is?
Free.
And honey, I want to tell you, I'm free indeed.
Yes.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. But on the other hand, I have to examine myself. I have to examine myself when it comes to the Word of God, because we're still growing, aren't we? We're still growing. Amen. We're still growing. We're still learning. We're still maturing. As long as we're on this earth, we will continuously grow in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. But come on, we shouldn't be where we were 1 week after we got saved. We should have matured something. We should have grown some. Hallelujah. So we see here in Proverbs chapter 4, we're told to ponder the path of our feet. Take a look at the direction you're going. Is it the right direction? Amen. Is what you're doing pleasing God? And let me say this. What you are doing may not be a sin at all. But is it what God wants you to do at the time? Amen. You know, sometimes we say, you know, praise the Lord, you know, what they're doing is good, or what I've been doing is good, you know, and good means good, amen?
Amen.
Good means good, but you have to ask yourself sometime, yes, what I'm doing is good, but is what I'm doing God? You follow me? What do you mean by that? What I mean by that is, what I'm doing today, is this what God wants me to do? Now I'm not talking about, you know, what you have for breakfast and this, you know, what dress or what pair of pants you're going to put on. That's not what I'm talking about. You follow me, right? Amen. Let me give you an example. I use myself as an example. You know, this is Sunday morning, and I'm the pastor of this church. And guess where I'm supposed to be? Here. But do you know, there are other good churches, amen, that I could have gone to and to visit this morning. Could have kind of left y'all to fend for yourself. Let you fight among yourselves as to who's going to bring the word. But no, I could go somewhere else. And it's good to be in church and hearing the word of God. But I wouldn't be where God wanted me to be at this moment in time. Where am I supposed to be at this moment in time? Right here with you. You follow me? Amen. Amen. So we want to examine ourselves. We want to make sure that we are doing what we should be doing. Now let's move on. I don't want to spend too much time right there, because time has a tendency to fly when you're having fun. Isn't that right? But now listen at what. Turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, hallelujah. Chapter 11. I'm trying to get there too. Praise God. Now listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Now, you know, the Apostle Paul was ministering concerning the Lord's Supper, amen. And he told us that we need to judge ourselves and not misuse and abuse the Lord's Supper, amen. We are to judge ourselves, but let me tell you something. We don't need to judge ourselves just. To take the Lord's Supper, although the Word of God tells us we need to examine ourselves, check ourselves out. But you know what? That should be a daily habit. Amen. That should be a daily habit. Well, Pastor, don't you know that we are under grace? Absolutely we are, and thank God for grace. Because it's by grace that I'm saved, and you too. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. Thank God for grace. But even though I'm under grace, I still have the ability to do things wrong. I still have the ability to hurt someone's feelings or to offend someone by what I say or by what I do. Am I right? Amen. Now, yeah, we are under grace. We're saved by God's grace. Thank God for it. But we still have the ability to do things that are not right. And so what do we need to do? Then we need to do what it says in 1 John 1:9. Confess that sin. And he'll forgive us. Amen. So we just can't say, well, I'm under grace and I'm free to do whatever I want to do. God's got me covered. Well, you know, the wages of sin is death. Well, you know, that principle still applies whether you are saved or unsaved, because you can be saved and do some stuff and still reap the wages of it or the benefits of it. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, a Christian can say the wrong thing to the wrong person and they can find themselves getting up off the ground too. Well, I thought grace had me covered. Amen. So we still have to examine ourselves. I mean, this is in the Bible. This is talking to believers that concerning the Lord's Supper. Who's supposed to take the Lord's Supper? Believers. Amen. The sinners are supposed to get saved, and then they take the Lord's Supper. But the Lord's Supper is for believers, and he was talking here to believers when he says, judge yourself. Oh, let me read it to you. Verse 31. I hadn't even read it yet. Verse 31 said, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we would judge ourselves, we need to examine ourselves. Look at verse 28. Just go back up to verse 28. And, matter of fact, let's go to verse 27. And this is, again, talking about the Lord's Supper. But he said, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man, what? Examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Amen. There are times when we need to examine ourselves to make sure that we are still in walking in the faith, that we're still doing what we are supposed to be doing. Amen. And this is a biggie here. You ready for this one? Christians deal with this. Well, Christians and non-Christians deal with it. Are you willing to forgive? Unforgiveness, being unwilling to forgive. I almost said it's like a cinder block wall or a brick wall. No, it's like an iron wall. If we are unwilling to forgive. See, that's the reason. If we're in a bad place right now, one of the things we want to do is take a look at us. Am I willing to forgive my brother or my sister? Go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I was going to read 32, but I'm going to begin at verse 25. Understand, again, this is talking to believers. This letter was written to the church at Ephesus, and it was also written to the church at Chiral, Bennettsville, Morven, Paisley, Hamlet, Rockingham, and wherever else you may be from. It's written to you. It says, verse 25, therefore, putting away lying, let each of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. You don't have to like everything you see. There's lots of things I don't like. But the Bible says be angry and don't sin. Amen. Don't. Whatever is wrong, don't let it cause you to sin. But I don't want to dwell there too long. We need to move on. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole no longer steal no longer. Let me read that again. Let him who stole steal no longer, but let him, Jesus. Is that in y'all's Bible? But rather let him labor, working. Some folk don't like that word. If that in your Bible, raise your hand. I can't see y'all out there, so I have to look at folks here. Okay, it's in your Bible. Yes, in mine. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor working with his hands. Now, Pastor, I hear what you're saying, but can't find a job. Well, I realize that can be an issue. It can. I'm being real with you. That can be an issue. But have you talked to the Lord about your job? I don't have time today, so I won't go into it because it take too long. But I remember a time when I was out of work, I needed a job, and I sought the Lord. Praise God, and the Lord opened the door for a good job. A good job. How many of you know, listen, how many of you know, what's that song y'all was singing, Jesus, was that Jesus promise, when live right? Am I right? Well, how did that go again? All I have to do is live right. Amen. Yeah, get saved and live right. Amen. All I have to do is live right. See, sometimes we want God to move for us, but we don't want to live right. We don't want to live right. But I sought the Lord. And God, listen to this, God gave me favor with some folks. These folks didn't know me. But God caused them to favor me. Hallelujah. And I could go on and on and on. So, if you're looking for a job, you need a job, go ahead and talk to the Lord about it. Yeah, but this is exactly what I want to be doing. Number one, number two, number three, number four. Okay, right now. But if you got mouths to feed, there's a possibility you may not get exactly what you want in the beginning, but you got to be willing to work. Amen. You got to have a mind to work. Work is a four-letter word, but it's not a bad word. Amen. Be willing to work. But now I don't want to spend too much time on that either. That just kind of got me going. But verse 28 again, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hand, what is good. Amen. Everybody say, what is good?
What is good?
Amen. Say, selling drugs ain't good. And there's a whole list of things that I could go down, which I won't, that's not good. The Bible is clear about this. It says, that which is good, a job that God can bless, a job that God can bless and cause you to get promoted. Hallelujah. That he may have something to give him who has need. Whoa. It's hard to pass by that one and not say something. We got to always remember something. God is our source. We're told to work, right? Yes, we're told to work. We should have a job. Amen. Especially, listen to me. Now, some folk may not like this, but especially if you are a man and you have a wife and you have children, and if the wife is not working outside the home and she's taking care of the children, the man need a job. The husband need a job. Amen. But God will bless his job or bless her job if it happens to be a female. But I want to tell you something. He says, work so that you can give. Amen. Being faithful on your job and giving is what's going to cause you to be promoted, elevated. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, I got to move on. Praise God. Now, verse 29, let no corrupt words proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for the necessary of edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Now I read all of that to get to verse 32. Thank you. Remember, I said earlier, we must be willing to forgive. Verse 32, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, doing what? Huh? Forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Now, we ain't looking for no details, okay? This is not the type of service we have in here. But if you know before you got saved you was a mess, raise your hand. I mean, we, you know, amen. All right. And now let me ask this question. How many know that you have been forgiven of your mess? That you you're not identified with it any longer. Amen. Now, since God forgave us who were sinners, as lost as a goose in a snowstorm, couldn't find your way, but Jesus came and set you free. And God is saying, I did all that for you, and you can't forgive your neighbor? But. No. God says forgive because Jesus Christ has forgiven us. Mankind is imperfect. But here's the thing, what people don't understand is when we forgive the one that wronged us, which we should love them, we should forgive them because we love them and forgive them because God told us to forgive them. But what we got to realize is when we forgive them, it helps us more than it does them. You know, I could have something against this sister, which I don't, sister. Don't have a thing against you. Love you. Thank God for you. Appreciate you. Amen. Back at me, right? Yeah. But you know what? I could have something against this sister. Think about her when I'm eating. Think about her when I'm kicked back resting. Think about her before I go to sleep. Think about her before I wake up. That's not going to hurt her one bit. Not going to hurt her one bit. But it will hurt me. Physically, emotionally, and certainly spiritually. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. Folks, if there's anything that we as Christians must learn to do is release things and let it go. Release it into the hands of the Lord and let it go. Jesus Christ has called us to be free. We can't always help what somebody else do or what they say, okay? We can't always help how another person treat us, but we can help how we respond to it. And we got to respond to it through the word of God, through the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift our hands up and say, Lord, this don't feel good, but I just want to say, you forgave me of my sin, so I forgive this person or persons, and I release them in the name of Jesus, and I will not take this burden on again. Well, what if the devil bring it back to my mind? Just remind him, you free of that. And keep on going. Don't even take time to ponder it, to think about it. Hallelujah. There's a saying that I heard people say, too blessed to be stressed. Well, it really should be that way. Nobody have the right to stress you out. Let me say it this way. You shouldn't give them the right to stress you out. There are folks, their bodies are lying in the cemetery right now, and they should be alive. You know why they're dead? Because of stress. And things built up that they refused to release. And it killed them. Isn't it bad? The very person you hate, and we shouldn't be hating anybody. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. The very person you hate kills you without even laying a hand on you. Not even know they did it. Well, actually, they didn't. You did it to yourself. Amen. There's some, these guys sing right here sometime, Jesus set me free. Amen. That should be a testimony. I'm free. I don't care what you do or don't do. I'm free. Amen. I'm free. And I'm going to stay free. Amen. Hallelujah. Because people are going to do their thing. They're going to act. Folks are going to act crazy. You hear me? Folks, they're going to act crazy. They're going to do their thing. Amen. But we can't allow it to get on the inside of us. And if somebody done you wrong or hurt you or offended you in any way, go ahead and forgive them and release it into the hand of the Lord. The Lord can handle it much better than you can. You'll mess it up. You'll mess it up. Not only is there people in cemeteries because of unforgiveness, there are some folks in prison. Amen. Amen. Some of the folks you deal with, they're there because somebody offended them in some way. Amen. We got to be willing to let it go. We got to be willing to turn it over to the Lord. Say, Jesus, I give this to you. Matter of fact, he said, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Amen. Amen. So we can be in a place of setback simply because we are refusing to release someone who has offended us. Wow. Isn't that something? We don't want to be there. We don't want to allow ourselves. To get there. And I'm almost getting ready to close, but I want to say this. Along with unforgiveness comes bitterness. And I just read it. verse 31 says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. See, folks, we got to understand these things will hold us back. Listen to me. These things will hinder the blessings of God in our lives. Jesus said it this way in Mark 11, excuse me. He said, if you refuse to forgive, neither will my heavenly Father or my Father in heaven forgive you. When we refuse to forgive, it blocks the flow of God's blessing. Amen. It clog up the pipes. And God can't get to us what he want to get to us simply because we are holding on to things that we need to release. Let them go.
Amen.
Go free. There's nothing like being free. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
I say there's absolutely nothing like being free. Hallelujah. When you are free, you're not weighted down by anything. Somebody says something nasty about you, just let it roll off like, how they say, water on a duck's back. Just let it go. Hallelujah. You're not going to interrupt my freedom. You're not going to get me over into hate and bitterness. And so we understand sometimes we can be the problem. Let me see. I'm going to one more reference and then I'm done for today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. I'll begin reading that verse 12, Hebrews 12, 12. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet. So that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Look at verse 14. Pursue peace with all people. I tell you what, I could preach on that for the next hour. I won't do it, but I could. Pursue peace with all people. If folks would just live by the Bible, this world would be great, wouldn't it? You wouldn't have all this mess that's going on right now. We're told to pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 15. And this is probably where I'll start right here. Verse 15. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest, you ready for this? Lest any what? Root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Hallelujah. Come on, musicians. Now, you got to grab this. Pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Give me verse 15 on the screen, please. 12, 15. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. Let me tell you something. That'll block your blessings, folks. I just said it earlier, didn't I? Amen. Listen to this. You got to understand how bitterness works. It's like a root. It's like a root. And it will spring up. It can be in here. But what's on the inside, if it's not dealt with, y'all, you listening to me? If it's not dealt with, that thing will spring up, cause trouble. You've heard it said, and I've said it many times, what's on the inside will reveal itself or manifest itself on the outside. When you have the peace of God, it will manifest itself on the outside. When you have the joy of the Lord, it's on the inside, but it will manifest itself on the outside, and so forth and so on. But let me tell you something else. When there's bitterness in there, that thing will grow, unless it's dealt with, that thing will grow and grow and grow and grow to finally you explode and cause big time problems. You still here? Please don't let that happen to you. Don't let it happen. You deal with it. You deal with it. Because it'll steal your joy, it'll steal your peace. And you may be smiling on the outside, but you're hurting on the inside. And you can be hurting on the inside and smile on the outside. I know, I've been there. And many of you probably have too. That big old pretty smile on the outside, but on the inside, you're hurting. You're hurting. But here's the beautiful thing. Jesus will set you free. I know what I'm talking about. He set me free. Glory to God. And he'll do the same for you. But we have to be willing to release that to him. We have to be, whoever offended us, we've got to be willing to say, Lord, I forgive them. Yes. Well, what if you don't feel like you forgave them? They ain't got a thing to do with it. When you make up your mind, I am forgiving them, you are no longer walking by your feelings. You're walking by your faith. And you will be set free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Right now, I'm not going to ask anyone to raise their hands.